Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
How remarkable was this turnaround?
In every way, it was remarkable, Bob. First of all, you're talking about a team, the Angels, that finished 41 games out of first place last season. You're talking about a team whose owner, Disney, has been trying to sell it all season and may well sell the team anyway in the offseason, although we'll have to see after this victory. You're talking about a team that started 6-14 this season. You're talking about a team that fell behind 1-0 in all three playoff series. And then, of course, Saturday night, as Tom mentioned, down 3-2 in the series, facing elimination. They were trailing 5-0 in the game, in game six, to the point where Dusty Baker, the Giants manager, when he took his starting pitcher, Russ Ortiz, out of the game, handed him the baseball as a souvenir, almost declaring victory. That's how bad it looked for the Angels on Saturday night.
A team without a superstar.
Very much so. I mean, Garrett Anderson is a wonderful player, but very unrecognized outside of the West Coast. Troy Gloss, who won the MVP, is a very good player, but nobody anywhere close, of course, to Barry Bonds or even Jeff Kent of the Giants or any of the superstars of the East Coast. Consider this, Bob. The three pitchers who pitched the first eight innings last night, John Lackey, Chris Donnelly, Francisco Rodriguez, weren't even with the team in the major leagues at the start of this season. In fact, Rodriguez, who's 20 years old, had pitched a little more than five major league innings when postseason started, and he was one of the keys to the Angels winning this title.
And the Giants' loss wasn't Barry Bonds' fault.
No, it certainly wasn't. Barry Bonds had an excellent postseason. He was the dominant player throughout. He hit .471, almost .500 in the World Series. He had four home runs, eight in the postseason. Now, last night, he only had one infield single, but they pitched around him so much that he was a factor in every single game. And he still doesn't have a ring, but those of us who like to criticize Barry Bonds for being awful in postseason can't do that anymore.
Low TV ratings, though.
Very low TV ratings, and I think there are a number of factors. The first one, of course, is the late starts on the East Coast. Most of the population lives in the Eastern or the Central time zones. Baseball continues to shoot itself in the foot at best by starting these games so late. Last night, the game ended relatively early, 11:20 on the East Coast, which was 12:20 for most people's body clocks. I don't understand why they cannot move the starts up for an hour, play the games in the late afternoon on the weekends so kids, the future generation of fans, can watch the best baseball games. This was a great World Series, and very few people ended up watching it. It's a disaster.
So what's going to happen in the offseason?
Well, the good news is we will have no talk at all during this offseason about a player strike or a work stoppage. We put that behind us for at least 4 years. Baseball's got to decide what to do with the Montreal Expos. They've got this crazy plan to play games in San Juan next year. Bud Selig, because he's pals with Baltimore owner Peter Angelos, won't move the Expos to Washington, which is the thing to do. And as I said, the Angels may be sold, but we'll see a lot more teams looking at journeyman players and free agents, because that was the key to the Angels' victory.
Well, surely baseball will find some way to self-destruct again.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, they will. And they will continue to let salaries go crazy for mediocre players, and there will be all sorts of problems. But you know what, Bob? In the end, the game saves the people who run the game. As Tony La Russa, the Cardinals manager, once said, the game is better than all of us, and we saw that again during this postseason.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and a Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.